Adventures in Research.
All that time, experiment after experiment, years we put in and the darn stuff is useless.
This is Paul Shannon introducing another in a series of programs dealing with the thrilling adventures to be found in the field of scientific research, as told by the men of science themselves. And here is Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories, who brings you today's story.
Thank you, Paul. Hello, everyone. This is the story of Metal X, a story that until recently could not be told, for its plot was shrouded in secrecy, and its final chapter remained to be blasted with the greatest explosion our civilization has ever known into the soil of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But let's go back now to a momentous date in our history, November 11th, 1918. The war to end all wars was over, and Tom Gray, ex-doughboy, put his cocky suit and campaign hat in mothballs and went back to Bloomfield, New Jersey, to his old job at the research lab.
Come in. What? Tom Gray, well, for goodness sake, come on in, Tom.
Howdy, Dr. Gordon. I'm back.
Oh, so I see. And welcome, Tom. Well, well, ready to go back to work? We can use you.
Sure thing.
Oh, excuse me. You know Dr. Hemingway, don't you, Tom? He's my assistant director of research now.
I'm glad to know you, Doctor.
How do you do?
Tom is one of the best mechanical assistants you'll ever want to have on your staff, Dr. Hemingway.
We can certainly use him, Dr. Gordon.
What are we working on now?
Uranium.
Who?
Uranium. Tell him about it, Dr. Hemingway.
Well, it's a metal. You know what we use for a filament in our electric lamp bulbs now, don't you?
That's tungsten.
That's right. Well, we're trying to see if we can't find a better filament by using uranium.
It's a relatively new metal, Tom. Radioactive, like radium.
That's way over my head, Doctor.
We don't know much about it ourselves, Tom. But we're in the process of finding out. It's very hard to obtain, and that's pretty much against it. You can't get it in pure form, you see, so what we're doing here now is reducing it from its oxide ores. And that's a very difficult job.
Difficult isn't the word for it.
We don't even know what its melting point is. But, as I say, our big job at the moment is to get the pure uranium.
Well, let's go. Where do I start?
Anxious, isn't it?
I should say.
Right over there, Tom. Roll up your sleeves and get those crucibles set up. With your enthusiasm, we'll succeed in refining this stuff in 5 years instead of 10.
It will only take 3 years, Hemingway. Only three.
Tom went to work, eager and anxious to make himself useful in the experiments Dr. Gordon and his aide, Dr. Hemingway, were conducting. And the peaceful months went by.
Tom Gray, what are you doing with that automobile?
Come out and see it, Grace. It's mine. I bought it.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Wait, I'll be right out.
Well, hurry up. We'll go for a ride.
All right, I'm coming. Oh, goodness, it's beautiful. Is it new?
Almost. A brand new, slightly used 1919 Model T.
Only a year old. Can you drive it?
Can I drive it? Get in and I'll show you. Grace, things are going pretty good now. I've got a car and a good job at the lab, and maybe pretty soon Dr. Gordon will find a way to refine that metal I was telling you about. And I'll have a better job even than now. And well...
Yes, Tom.
Couldn't you? I mean, wouldn't this be the time? Oh, gosh, Grace. Will you marry me?
Oh, Tom, even without the car and the job and the uranium or whatever it is, I'd marry you now.
Gee, you would? Oh, boy!
Tom, where are you going?
Crank this automobile and get it started. This calls for a celebration.
Well, Hemingway, that winds that up. We started with an oxide and we ended with an oxide.
Obviously, Dr. Gordon, we were wrong. All right, Tom, you can write out the report, if you will. And help me straighten up the lab and we'll call it a day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We're finished for the day, Tom.
Oh, fine. I'll do the report right away. February 4th, 1921.
Are you still using last year's date, Tom?
Oh, that's right. It's 22, isn't it? I always do that for about 3 months after the new year. Anyhow, I guess I'm a little upset today.
Something wrong? Some trouble?
No, not exactly. But, well, I guess I can tell you now as well as tomorrow. I'm having... That is, Grace is. She's in the hospital now.
Well, no wonder. Why didn't you tell me? You ought to be over there right now, pacing the floor the way all prospective daddies
well,
do.
Well, as soon as I get this report done,
Report nothing. Dr. Hemingway will be glad to do it, won't you, Doctor?
Of course. You go over to the hospital with your wife.
Yes, and don't forget to call me and let me know if it's a boy or a girl. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
It was a boy. And they called him Tom Gray, Jr., after his dad. When the baby was about a year old, Tom grew tired of his lab work, left his job, and went out to the West Coast. But back in Bloomfield, New Jersey, the search continued for the way to refine uranium.
Any mail today, Grace?
Yes, Tom.
And where is it? Oh, right here on the table. From Dr. Gordon. I know his handwriting anywhere.
Well, it must be good.
Yeah. What do you think? They found it. Last May. I was betting 3 years, Tom, he says. But it took 4.
What?
Huh?
What's the for?
Oh, nothing. Only after all their trouble to refine the ore and make pure uranium, they discover the melting point is so far below tungsten that it won't make a lamp filament anyway. How do you like that? All that time, experiment after experiment, years we put in, and the darn stuff is useless.
But was it useless? As a lamp filament, yes. However, Dr. Gordon found other laboratories wanted small quantities of his pure uranium. So he refined and furnished small bits of it for strange and amazing experiments in a science called nuclear physics, which included small-scale smashing. And the world at peace moved along.
I'm going to Florida. Gonna sink my dough in real estate. Make a million, you'll see.
Go across the Atlantic nonstop in a little monoplane, Spirit of St. Louis or something, and it'll take you. Cried my eyes out. It was so sad. But, darling, those talking pictures are wonderful. They're simply wonderful.
I'm betting Hoover will win by a walk.
Well, my money's on Smith.
The market has dropped 15 points in the last hour, and the tickers are at least 5 hours behind.
Oh, you can't do this to me. I tell you, I can get the money.
I've got to have the margin in an hour, or you'll lose every cent you have in it.
We need a new deal, and we'll get a new deal. New jobs and money in circulation again.
Oh, listen to that maniac Hitler. What's he? Just a raving paper hanger. Don't be foolish. There won't be another war.
Of course not. Don't you think the world learned its lesson from the last war? That was fought to end all wars. And that's just what it did.
And now here's a news flash. Pearl Harbor has just been bombed.
Yes, Hemingway. I often think about Tom Gray. You remember him. He has a boy just old enough to get in now. And if he's like his dad, he's in already.
I wonder what's become of Tom. I can still see him the day he walked in here after the last war.
And Tom was burned up because he wasn't in the fighting.
I only wish there were something I could do to... Oh, I don't know. I wish I could devise something that would help to blow those Nazis and Nips clear off the map. That'd make me happy.
I'm sure it would. No, excuse me. Dr. Gordon speaking. What, that long distance? Put him on. Yes? The what? Uranium? Yes. 3 tons. Just a minute. We can put out a few thumb-sized buttons of the stuff at a time, a matter of ounces, but 3 tons. Yes? Yes, yes. By all means. We'll get busy on it right away. Well, Hemingway, I think you may get your wish. All you have to do is produce 3 tons of pure uranium right away.
For atom smashing?
Yes. The government needs 3 tons of Metal X. Remember, from now on, it's Metal X, the biggest secret in the world.
And while men and women of America girded themselves to meet the crushing claws of a vicious enemy, while production lines strained to get out the goods, while men mobilized to crush the foe, Dr. Gordon and Dr. Hemingway turned in earnest to the task of producing pure uranium, Metal X.
I don't care where you get them, but get them. We need 3 wooden washtubs. 3.
And don't forget the sun lamps. That's important for the cloudy days, Doctor.
Hey, wait a minute, son. You can't go in there.
I'm supposed to deliver this auto jack to Dr. Gordon. He said he had to have it.
Okay, okay, but this is as far as you go. I'll take it from here.
Yeah, but they told me I was...
Scram, buddy, scram. This is government business.
25 ounces a day is better, Hemingway, but it isn't enough. Let's get 3 more wooden tubs and try those new electrodes.
That'll help. We'll add them right away.
25 ounces, 50, 100, then 200 a day. And still they worked to boost it. Metal X was a must, but few knew why.
This is good, Hemingway. Fine. 500 pounds of pure, refined Metal X a day.
We've got it down from $1,000 a pound to just 22.
A race against time that tested the ingenuity of Dr. Gordon and his engineers to the highest degree. No time to build machinery. No time for fancy thrills. Just deliver the goods. And then... While men struggled on rank tropical islands against a wily, fanatical foe, while men waited for anything in foxholes and pillboxes on ships, the final chapter was written. The atom bomb, created from experiments with Metal X, wrote a rumbling, roaring end to World War II, blasted the world into a new atomic age. Metal X, Dr. Gordon's uranium, no good for electric bulbs, and helped to stop a war. Wherever Tom Gray is today, he will know for the first time that his labors helped in the beginning to end a war he thought, like us, would never be. That the metal that couldn't light a lamp could launch a thunderbolt of freedom. For it is said by those who know that even though early in 1943... another method was found to make pure uranium on a large scale, the work of Dr. Gordon and his aides in furnishing the vital metal when none other could be obtained set ahead the final victorious blow by a whole year. And who is to say how many men and women live today thanks to this adventure in research?
You have heard another in the series of stories as told by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories, one of which at the Lamp Division in Bloomfield, New Jersey, was the scene of this story. Although all names and certain situations were fictitious, this is a true story of the beginning of the atomic age. Be sure to join us again next week, when Dr. Thomas will be back with another interesting story on Adventures in Research.